Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Here we go. It's Lauren.
And Cameo.
And we are Atypical Design Studio. And today we are going to talk about another surprise topic for Cameo. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you a little bit about ourselves and Atypical and how Atypical got started and sort of like our background and our ethos and how we do things and all kinds of stuff like that.
So, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Because not a lot of people, I mean, we are an interior design firm, but there's a lot of like mystery around how the design firms work and operate, and a lot of people aren't sure. So we just wanted to get really clear about how we do things.
Yeah. I love it. It's a great topic.
There we go. That's us. So how do we
start this thing? Okay. Well, we could talk about how we got started.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. So Lauren and I met at a previous design firm. Mm-hmm. She was the design director and I was a senior designer there. Mm-hmm. Like many companies in 2020, a lot of things changed.
Yes.
And when Lauren decided to move on, I just missed her so much. Yeah. So I reached out and was like, what are you up to? And that's kind of how it happened. We just decided, like, let's do our own thing. Let's make something cool.
Yeah, starting a business on your own is really scary and really hard. And I think doing it with someone that you trust, that you feel, you know, that you have a working relationship with is makes it a little less scary. So even though it's still scary, it's nice to have a partner.
For sure.
To be able to like work through the challenges with. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me. I've been used to sort of as the design director of our prior firm, I had seen kind of the back end of the design division and the finances and what it takes on an admin role and like bringing in new clientele and things like that. So that's something I was used to, but I wasn't super used to the design part of things. I had gone to school for interior design. I knew I wanted to be, I loved interior design. But I also really liked the business side of things. So I think that's kind of where I fell in the middle, and I had done design in the past and I knew I had an eye for it and that I could do it and I could get clients. But it was the first time that I'd really gone out on my own and sold myself as as an interior designer.
And so I think like the good thing about the combination between us is that you had a lot of the like business experience and I had a lot of the design experience, but I also am kind of entrepreneurially.
We're both entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurial inclined.
Yes.
Entrepreneurial.
Oh, the pronunciation. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think like I had that mindset and I always wanted to be a business owner, but my experience was more in the design side of things. So it was a combination.
Right.
We both had our strengths that we could bring to the table. And I think we have a lot of things that we are on the same page about. And then we also have really different strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So we really balance each other out, I feel like. And when if you're looking into like finding a partner in business, it's basically the same as getting married.
Yeah.
A life partner, because it lasts for a long time. So you gotta like each other.
Yeah, and I think we have sort of discovered along our journey of being business partners that those strengths and weaknesses, they weren't always like at the forefront necessarily. And we were trying to do like most small business owners, you try to do everything all the time. And then you have to sort of divide and conquer and delegate because you can't grow, you can't scale doing everything all the time. And so the way that we've grown is more, Cameo is in charge of our systems. She's a very system organized, system minded person.
Detail oriented,
likes to deep dive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we do like I mean, we all had systems, but they're like in our brains, right? And so being able to put that down on in an actual system that other employees can follow has been really nice and necessary. So Cameo does that, and I do a lot more of the marketing type stuff. I drag Cameo to these
surprise me with fun
to
topics.
These videos once a week, because I'm like, yes, this, we have to do this. It's one, it's a necessary evil of like running
any business,
right now in 2025, is you have to have content, you have to do all these things. So that's something that I've been more in charge of, and helping. We obviously help each other, but we've kind of divided and conquered in that capacity.
And that's kind of like the business side of things. So, you know, there's working on the business and in the business. Mm-hmm. And I think so our roles as far as when we're in the business and we have our designer hats on are very similar.
Yeah.
We're both, you know, the principal designers at the firm right now. We each have a designer on our team that works with us on our projects. And then we have...
Shout out to Desiree and Haley.
Yes. Yeah. They're the best. Yeah, for real though. Yeah. And then Bree is our purchaser. So she does, like, you know, a lot of the admin, tracking everything that we order, like really just taking care of us.
Yeah, making sure things run smoothly and are where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, like, you know, Lauren likes to take a little bit, we call them quick and dirty.
Yes.
You know, some of the more like smaller projects that can wrap up a little quicker, bathrooms, kitchens, you know, maybe a couple rooms. Not that you don't take big projects, because you do too.
Yeah.
But like you kind of like that smaller sized project.
Yeah.
Whereas I tend to really like the opportunity to spend time on something and deep dive into those details and like really brainstorm a lot of different options and get creative. Like, there's a lot of creativity with obviously finishes and colors and putting, you know, fabric schemes together, but there's also a deeper level of creativity in like problem solving, coming up with solutions for the way people live and ultimately like improving their life.
Yeah. So at this point, like, I've had people ask, like, do you have a minimum? And we don't really have a minimum at, you know, we, there are design firms that do, but we are able to work in a, such a way that, you know, we do have just 1 hour consultations available as a package. Like, if you wanted to just purchase an hour of time, that's something that we could do either remote or in person. We do have our, we're going to be rolling it out in the next week or so, which we mentioned last week where we were like, oh yeah, check out our website. Oh wait, it's not ready.
Coming soon.
But we've got like little packages available for, customized kind of DIY spaces, whether it's a kitchen or a bathroom remodel right now, that you can purchase from us. And then we do like furniture packages. We do, and then sort of our bread and butter, what we are used to is larger renovations and new build projects. Mm-hmm. So we do about 80% residential, I would say, and 20% commercial. So we still do commercial projects. We love fun little like bars and restaurants and retail spaces, and we would love to do a hotel. So hit us up.
If you
have a hotel
would
project,
like us to design your hotel, we are here for you.
And it usually, we don't work together on projects. So when people call in, it's kind of, they have a pretty strong preference. Either it's someone has been referred to one or the other, or they have a sense of who they'd like to work with, or we just say, okay, which one of us do we feel like would be a better fit, you know, with our current workload, with sort of the overall style, with the personality type, who do we think would be a better fit? And so we kind of just go back and forth between who's taking on the projects based on that criteria. So that's kind of how we work.
Yeah, and I think as far as those bigger projects, you know, something that we really like to I guess, educate people on is just how important it is to have the right team, and not just when it comes to our team as interior designers, but, you know, also the right architect and the right builder and the right landscape person. So I think, you know, building that team on your project is really important, that everybody works well together. You know, I think it takes each one of those trades to be able to put together a really beautifully designed home or commercial space or whatever it is.
For sure. Yeah. And we have, like, sometimes we get referred to projects by, like, contractors and stuff like that. But a lot of times we're the first point of contact for clients, and we're happy to recommend all of the above. We've got a great sort of arsenal.
Roster.
roster of architects and builders and landscape designers and people that we love to work with. So we're happy to, you know, help assemble that team if needed.
And GC license.
Yes.
We just got that.
Yes.
So we can take on smaller projects if it doesn't require necessarily having a builder, like a bathroom. You know, all day long we can manage that and handle it, but there are some requirements, like you still have to get permits for things. So
yeah, so we are licensed general contractors now, thank goodness, in the state of Utah. So we are able to sub out licensed trades. So if you do have a smaller project and we don't feel like we have the budget to bring in a general contractor, we're able to help facilitate that for you too.
And there aren't a lot of general contractors that will that are willing to take on smaller projects just because it doesn't make sense financially. So
And that's why we wanted to do it too, is we don't want to be building houses. Like, that's not that's not the reason for it. It's more for these smaller type projects when we have a design client that's like, I've got a really tight budget and I really just want to redo a bathroom. And it's really hard to find a contractor that will do just that. So we wanted to be able to offer that as an additional service.
Yeah. And have the right coverage, insurance type stuff, you know, the boring stuff.
The boring stuff. Be above board so you don't get shut down by OSHA or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's it. We wanted to explain a little bit about who we are, our services. Give us a call, text, email, DM. Yeah.
I think just like a couple little add-ons is that you know, not only are we really professional and care about our projects,
we're so professional,
but we're really fun.
We're so professional. We're so fun.
Yeah. We definitely want to get the job done, but it's an experience. We want to make it enjoyable.
And it's all about relationships. Like, we try to have really good relationships with the people we work with on a professional level. And so hopefully we can continue those relationships for many, many years. So
this is not a stuffy interior design firm environment.
No. Okay.
Thank you for joining us today.
We'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.